Welcome to the Creating Crosses into Crowns podcast. I'm your host, Gabriel Davies. We're here to learn about things that will influence your second life, but not only your second life, your first life, to live the best life possible. So sit back, relax, grab your seatbelt, and let's go. What is up, my friends? It's your boy, Gabriel D, and this is the Creating Crowns into Crosses podcast. I want to sound like Oprah right there. I'm not trying to imitate Oprah, though. How is everybody doing? I pray that you're blessed and highly favored in the Lord as we continue to move on this 2020. So, today, I want to talk about drama on SL. Drama. I don't know about you, but it seems like SL is filled with more drama than RL. And I don't know about y'all, but I have enough drama in RL. I don't need extra drama. I don't need to heap on top of me drama. And SL seems to sometimes do that. I mean, here recently, and I'm not going to say names to protect the innocent and the guilty. here recently, I had a friendship that ended abruptly on SL. And when I say friendship, I actually thought this person was a friend. Like, I spent so much time talking with this individual, kicking it. We were working on a company together. We were just doing a lot of stuff. And, I had stress in my life. He had stress involved in his life. And all of that just kind of combined together just created a really bad situation that caused us to go our separate ways. And a huge part of me was, you know, crushed and devastated over that. But now, like, I see myself as avoiding major bullets in the future because, you know, I have my own issues and he had issues, and they're not really issues that I could really help him tackle right now as a friend. And it's not because I'm doing those same issues or anything like that. It's just 2020, I need to focus. I need to focus on what's truly important to me. And what I'm truly gifted at, and what God really put me here on the earth to get done. And to get it done. To get it cracking. Let's get it cracking. Let's get it done. Get her done. So how do we avoid drama on SL? One, remember, your second life is your second life. You have the right to set up whatever boundaries or limitations that you want to have. So, I don't let people in quick, because the people I do let in become family. You can ask my brother and sister Dory and Finn about that. When they came into the fam, they became family. Let's see. So yeah, me and that friend, we couldn't do the business venture anymore. But God has blessed me, even without this person, that I've had uncommon favor. I've had uncommon favor with my land people. I've had uncommon favor with my employees, my team that's been there before me and with me, even though I've been sick and having to go out to dialysis and all this and that. My people have been some riders for me. I thank God for them in 2020. So, drama. I had to cut the drama out. I'm glad I cut the drama out. Do I miss that person? You betcha. Do I miss having that ride or die with me? Yeah. I need that again in my second life. My first life, I got it. My wife is there. My wife is lock, stock, ready to rock. And she's there in second life too. Don't get twisted. And when I say what I'm looking for, I'm not looking for no girlfriend. I'm just looking for a homie that I can kick it with. Shout out to my pastor, David Mullins, who does do that on a huge level, but he's doing big things, just like I'm doing big things, and we don't necessarily always have kicking it time. So, avoiding the drama on SL. It's hard, but having limitations, like, I had to cut people out of my life, and in my Bible study this morning, I learned and saw how Abraham had to cut people out of his life in order for God to, you know, take Abram's, you know, gifts and use them. But, gosh, my mind went blank. I hate when that happens, especially when I'm recording podcasts. Avoiding the drama. Yes, 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 yes. So, like I said, I miss this friend, but I don't miss the drama. So, setting limitations on your life, on your second life, only being around those that improve upon your SL, so that they're not helping you, they're hurting you, or just indifferent. So, make sure that your friends are, you know, juicing you. Make sure that you're using the things that are available. What are some things that you guys do to avoid the drama? I like using orbs to protect my stuff. Make sure that my land is secure. Locked down. Lock it down. I like using, let's see. Security. Like I said, orbs. Land functions are a huge help if you own land, or especially if you are in charge of a region or have a state manager rights in the region. That could be a huge help. Know who you're interacting with. Don't just let people in your circle all willy-nilly fast. Take time to get to know people, feel people out, know if they're going to be a positive member of your circle or not. If they're not, then don't waste your time on it. Keep them, you know, keep it pushing. Don't waste your time on boo-boo the fool. Asking God for wisdom is huge. James 2 says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives all men liberally and upbraideth not. If you're lacking wisdom in pretty much any situation, any shopper, you know. Oh gosh, I hate when I do that, when I lose my train of thought. I hate it. But when you let people, there you go. When you let people back into your life, or when you let people into your life, you have to make sure that you know who they are. Take time to fill them out. People might be able to come to my Coastal Heights crib, but you can't come to my vacation crib unless, like, you're down. Like, unless I know who you are and I'm secure with you and I feel that you're part of family or you're a close family friend. When you're somebody that I think is cool, that it's not going to be a grief, then I bring you to the crib, the vacation crib. If not, you might see my public crib, my public space, but you won't ever see the private stuff of me. Now, the last thing I want to talk about with this topic is griefers. I've only had to deal with griefers once. When I had a griefer that popped on my land, like, one time. Like, and I really consider myself very, very fortunate that I've only had to deal with that once. However, I've known people that have had to deal with it a lot, and it's a headache. And I don't envy y'all. How do y'all deal with it? Like, real talk. How do you deal with griefers? Well, I've never had to. Now, I've seen them at church, at Vision Church, where I work as a deacon, and I've had to deal with them there. And we just ban them. We're in the banning and blessing ministry, the blessing and banning ministry. Bless you, ban you, bye. Mess up at church, God bless you, ban. But is there other ways of dealing with griefers besides banning people off your land? In Coastal Heights, not too long ago, there was a business forum, and I think the owner of Castle Firearms or Castle Weapons or Castle something was talking about weapons and things that you can get to fight griefers. I've also heard of huts that you can use to fight griefers or to grief. I don't know what these things look like because I never had use to buy to get a HUD to fight griefers, and I never want to be a griefer. What's out there? How do you fight these people? Because I watch them on YouTube, and sometimes they're funny, but sometimes they're very vulgar and crude and nasty, and I don't like that, and I don't want that around me. So how do y'all fight it? What do y'all do to fight against them? So, anywho, that is the podcast for this week. I know it's short, but we're going to keep it pushing. I'm not going to sit there and talk your ear off if it ain't about something relevant. We will see you guys next week when we will be talking. Next week, we're going to be talking about making a better world. So, I hope you're there for that, and I hope to have a special honored guest for that. So, anyways, God bless. See you next week.